Alicia Garza was an activist and organizer for more than a decade back in 2013 when her social media posts, along with the hashtag drafted and shared by her colleagues Patrice Cullors and Opal Tometi, helped start what is now the global Black Lives Matter movement, very likely the most visible social justice movement in the world. Since then, she has continued to work and think about how movements start, thrive, and evolve. And she's written all about that in her new book. It's called The Purpose of Power: How We Come Together When We Fall Apart. And Alicia Garza is with us now. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
You write in the introduction that while you had intended this book to be a history of how Black Lives Matter was created, that's not what this book ended up being. In fact, you said you kept trying to write that book, but it wouldn't come out. So tell me more about that. How would you describe it then?
You know, I've been an organizer for 20 years, and 7 years of those 2 decades have been involved in helping to build the Black Lives Matter movement. And so, you know, one of the things that I've learned over the last 7 years is that there is such a hunger for better understanding how movements happen. Can you turn hashtags into movements? What is the way to use social media to bring people together? Can influencers also be organizers? These are all big questions that I get every single day. And so what I wanted to do was have this book be a tool that we can use to better understand what our role is in making change and how we can use our talents, whatever they are, to contribute to a movement that can change the world.
I'll tell you, the book is fascinating because it is both memoir. It does have your personal experiences and memories of the creation of the movement at the beginning and the work that you did with other organizers, but it is also a primer. It is also practical in describing what people should do and what they shouldn't do. So I'm going to ask you, what are some of the sort of core tenets of things that you think Black Lives Matter has done well? And I'm also going to ask you what you think could have been done better or should be done better, what needs to be built upon?
Mm-hmm. These are big questions and excellent ones. In the book, I talk about how movements are not reserved for those of us who want to see peace and justice and liberty for all. Certainly, we're in the midst of the victories of a conservative movement that has been gaining steam, has been broadening, and also becoming more extreme in its perspective. And, you know, sometimes we think that building movements is about finding the people who agree with you. And actually, you know, what the conservative movement has done very well is they've certainly been able to be united around a series of core principles, but they're also united around the fact that they want complete and total power. And this is how they are able to push through any disagreements in their quite broad coalition. And so on our side of things, I think there's something to be learned from that. Certainly, we're not trying to mirror the practice of the right, and we've seen the destruction that that has brought into our communities. But there is something very, very powerful about remembering, right, that the goal here is not to find smaller and smaller groupings of people who agree on everything. The goal here is to push towards victory. And I think what victory looks like in this context is having political power so that we can have power in every aspect of our lives. That means, you know, engaging in and contending for power in the electoral arena. But it also means creating the kinds of coalitions that are unlikely. It is that wide range of perspective that makes those coalitions quite powerful.
So let's go to a pain point here, and that's July of 2016 when 5 Dallas police officers were killed, and a little more than a week later, 3 police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana were killed. In both cases, the shooters were Black, and they were former military. You know, a day before the Dallas shooting, Philando Castile was killed by the police in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. And then before that, Alton Sterling was killed by the police in Baton Rouge. And then right after that, Donald Trump and a number of conservative allies blamed Black Lives Matter for the attacks on police. And you point out that it was strategic and it went unchallenged. You also sort of point out that, you know, you could have developed electoral strategies. You could have, for example, like even in Ferguson, you could have created a slate to unseat the people who had been creating the conditions that led to the unrest there. You identify this as a failure within the book. I mean, you pointed out yourself, you saw the first Black president. You know that people can achieve power if they organize themselves. Why hasn't Black Lives Matter been more focused on that?
You know, I have some good news, which is okay. that some of those things are actually happening now. You know, I started an organization in 2018 called the Black Futures Lab to address that gap of, you know, having a legislative agenda that really talks about how it is that we make Black Lives Matter from City Hall to Congress. And to date, we've organized nearly 70,000 Black voters around that agenda. And those Black voters will be using this agenda as they are voting in this election, which we both know is one of the most important and most consequential in a generation. And at the same time, I think, you know, your point around the deliberate targeting of Black Lives Matter and using this movement as a political football in now two election cycles is something that we need to pay attention to. And the notion that we don't challenge it and haven't challenged it, I think, remains true today. Donald Trump is saying egregious things about Black Lives Matter. He's talked a lot this year about creating task forces to investigate Black Lives Matter as a terrorist organization. I mean, literally at this point, it's not even dog whistles. Like I say in the book, there's bullhorns that are being projected from this president around what he plans to do if he takes the election to our movements.
I do wonder why it is that you don't just encourage more people to run for office. Just run for office. I mean, you see, why don't you run? I mean, you'd be a terrific candidate. You clearly have organizational abilities. Do you see my point? It just seems as though the book is very much focused on people who are determined to stay on the outside and to pressure those on the inside. Why not encourage more people to run?
Yeah. You know, I appreciate the question. And, you know, just to answer yours directly, I'm not opposed to any kind of elected office. However, it's not really where my focus is right now for myself. I'd much rather focus on developing people's capacity to fill those roles. And I think with the 20 years of organizing experience that I have, I think I'm a good asset in that direction.
Before we let you go, how do you think you've changed over the years since Black Lives Matter became a global phenomenon? Mm-hmm.
I would just say that, you know, one thing that has changed for me is I've had many disappointments in being a part of movements and being an organizer. I mean, I've lost campaigns that I had my heart set on. You know, I've been disappointed by people that I've worked with or organized with. And those moments used to really shatter me. But I think I've learned how to have a soft heart and strong boundaries. And part of having a soft heart is really remembering and believing, right, that change is not supposed to be easy, but change fundamentally is supposed to inspire you to keep going, and knowing that the failures that we will inevitably have can ultimately lead towards victories if we just stay committed.
That was Alicia Garza. She is co-creator of Black Lives Matter and the Black Lives Matter Global Network. She's the principal at the Black Futures Lab, and she's the author of a new book, The Purpose of Power, How We Come Together When We Fall Apart. Alicia Garza, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.